All right, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll?
Councilmember Bruce?
Present.
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. First item is the consent agenda. Questions or comments or motions?
Seeing no concerns, I will approve I move to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That leads us right to public hearings. Case number 21-12-AN. Doug Hansen.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA, Idaho, 83634. I would like to provide an update to the application before you this evening. The CUNA School District has expressed their intent to provide an updated letter for the public record. If the council wishes to consider additional public testimony, the hearing will need to be tabled to a date uncertain and re-noticed so that the public hearing can be reopened.
So choices are, you can continue as is, or if you would like, we can table it, and they will re-advertise, and then whatever date they come up with that, it'll come back up on the agenda again.
Thoughts?
I mean, I'm good either way.
I don't really have an issue with it. I think it's fine that if the school wants to make more comment that we do that. It does cost us a fee to republish, but
we should allow it. Yeah.
Okay. So then what date do we need?
No, date uncertain.
Date uncertain.
If they're going to have to republish.
So I'll have to advertise it back. Okay.
And then they'll provide us with the letter in the next packet.
Yeah.
Yes, it'll come in the next packet.
Okay, then I move we table case number 21-8N to a date uncertain. Oh, sorry, 21-12AN.
I'll second.
Motion is made and seconded to table case number 21-12AN to a date uncertain to be republished and brought back before the council. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Is anyone opposed? That motion carries. Case number 21-12-AN. That's the same number as the last one. What have I got the wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, here, I can just do this. All right, case number 20-03-ZC, rezone, and 20-6-S, preliminary plat, Ledgestone Plaza. Staff has requested this item to be tabled to a date certain of April 19, 2022 for additional review.
Okay, then I move we table case number 20-03ZC and 20-06S until the date of April 19, 2022 for further review.
And I'll second.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Case number 21-05-CPF, Zatica, number 1 and 2, replat. Doug Hansen.
Mr. Mayor, council members, for the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning Staff, 751 West 4th Street. The application before you this evening is proposing a combination preliminary and final plat to replat six lots totaling approximately 9.93 acres within the Zatica number 1 and 2 subdivisions. The subject site is zoned C2 area commercial within CUNA city limits. The replat will accommodate new mechanical and refrigeration equipment to be added to the north side of the existing Albertsons grocery store. There is no new development associated with this application. Following review, staff has determined the combined preliminary and final plat request is within technical compliance of CUNA City Code, Idaho State Code, and the CUNA Comprehensive Plan. If the council approves the combined preliminary and final plat, staff would recommend that the applicant be subject to the conditions of approval listed in Section 10 of your staff memo, as well as any other additional conditions this decision-making body decides to impose. I will stand by for any questions.
All right, thank you. Did we have the applicant wishing to speak? Don't have to if you don't want to. You have nothing to add? Is that what you said? Okay, all right, thank you. All right, this is a public hearing. I didn't have anybody to sign up on this matter. Is there anybody who wishes to testify in this matter who didn't get a chance to sign in? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and open the public hearing to receive evidence. Questions or comments?
Pretty straightforward.
That appears to be pretty simple and straightforward.
Then I move we close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation.
Second that.
Motion's made and seconded to close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Yeah, it looks like it's just intended to be able to help with their operations, and appears to have no impact. So,
okay, I guess I would move we approve 21-05 CPF.
I'll second that.
So the motion is to approve 2105 CPF, Zatica number 1 and 2 replat, with staff recommendations?
Yeah.
Okay. And second, still stand?
Still stands.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Business items, consideration to approve 113-690-54 from the general fund contingency for a new administrative sergeant for the CUNA Police Department. Mike Fertusco, CUNA Police Chief.
Thank you, Mayor. City Council members, for the record, Mike Fertusco, Chief of Police, 1450 West Boise Street, CUNA, Idaho. Tonight, my request is to seek approval for the addition of an administrative sergeant. The goal of this position is to take over the direct supervision of all school resource officers in the city of CUNA, code enforcement, and the functional supervision of the four detectives we currently have in the city of CUNA. This position would also be the point of contact for all special events. I have a detailed staffing and specifics in the memo in your packet. Thank you.
Okay. Questions for Chief?
I guess I have. Okay. Chief, when we bring the sergeant out here and the resource officer or the SROs are going to be underneath him as far as supervision, or are they still going to be barrister?
Councilman Laraway, that's a great question. No, that sergeant will be directly here in the city of CUNA, no longer in barrister. City of Eagle already has their sergeant in place, who is Sergeant Justin Elliott. He will take over the supervision of the school resource officers in the city of Eagle. Our administrative sergeant will be based out of CUNA, here in CUNA, taking over that direct supervision.
Okay.
So, and if I may.
Yes.
Just for clarification, Councilman Leroy brought that up, but currently right now their supervision is based out of Barrister, not here in CUNA. Is that what has been going on? Or?
Councilman Christensen, currently all school resource officers for the CUNA School District, the West Ada School District, are supervised by a sergeant not paid for by either school district. That supervision comes from the sheriff's office itself. Due to restructuring and the growth of all these cities, we find it important to have a direct supervision link inside the city itself to assist with better communication. And based off the growth with all of our detectives, the SROs, the code enforcement position, we need another supervisor in the city of CUNA for the span of control.
And discussions I've had with Chief, it actually bodes well to our plan to moving forward in the city and taking roles and responsibilities and not making so many people have so many jobs. It really is going to be helpful in expanding our police department and moving into the future. And I see it as a really good move.
I agree.
I concur.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I was saying I agree with you.
Good. Thank you.
And if I could add something, being in the chief's shoes, it is. I've had it both ways. I've had him work at a Barrister, and I've had him work under my direct supervision. If it's through Barrister, there's a big time delay. There's a different thought process than what the city has for the students and the kids. So I'm glad we're doing this.
Okay. Then I would, move we approve $113,690.54 from the general fund contingency for a new administrative sergeant for our CUNA Police Department.
A second.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Let's see. Next, we have ordinances. Consideration to approve ordinance 2022-07. An ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessor M3ID Rising Sun LLC, and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, and directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Boise-CUNA Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date.
Well, pretty run-of-the-mill deal here, so I would move we waive three readings of ordinance 2022-07.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And that motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2022-07.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Aye.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. And that is all we had on the agenda for tonight. We did have a meeting with a joint meeting with the school board last week, and I think that went pretty well. I think there's still a few items that need clarification. Staff is going to put together something that we can get out to the school board and you'll also be CC'd on it so that we can clear up any further miscommunications or whatever we call those. And I think we can clarify things. Chris has sent out the email today to start getting the next quarterly meeting set up so that we can keep those on the calendar and keep those moving along. So basically, I think that's about all I got to say tonight in the way of announcements. I can't think of it. Oh, yes. Board of Corrections.
Yes. I need at least three council members, and Councilmember Laraway thinks he has another appointment somewhere else. So just checking if you other three sirs will be available for Board of Correction on Thursday at 5:30. It should take all of 15, 20 minutes. And we apologize, we had a publication error. Otherwise, it would have been 5:30 tonight.
I can do that.
Thank you.
Until St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Wear green, please.
I can do that.
You can be here? Thank you. That's all I have.
Do I have to be there?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
in green.
I thought I'd try. Okay. And I think that's all we have.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that was good with the school district.
It was a good meeting.
To open that dialogue.
Yeah, that was a good meeting. We need to do that more often so that we don't ever get behind like that again. Okay. Anybody else have anything?
Nope.
All right. With that, meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
That's almost a record. We had one that was